Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and I want to thank you for listening. There are so many podcast options available for you to listen to, and we appreciate you listening to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. This is a quick tip episode, so we're going to get right into it because there is an opportunity for us all to do better. And why do I say that? Well, it's been a difficult summer in our country when it comes to violence, especially political violence. And it's truly unfortunate because we are better than this. There have been far too many horrific events in our country where people have resorted to violence, resulting in the loss of innocent life, including right here in Minnesota. The gruesome, absolutely gruesome assassination of my friend and colleague Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark by someone impersonating a police officer. My goodness sakes, impersonating a police officer. Come on, how bad can it get? Impersonating a police officer. The guy even killed their beloved dog, Gilbert. And then the same guy attempted to assassinate my friend and colleague John Hoffman and his wife and daughter. John and his wife, Yvette, were shot multiple times and miraculously survived. It's a miracle that John and Yvette are alive. The same guy stopped by two other lawmakers' homes, and who knows what would have happened had law enforcement not been proactive. This tragic event was followed by a school shooting here in Minnesota where two innocent children were killed and several others were injured. This followed by an innocent woman being stabbed to death on a light rail train in North Carolina, followed by the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk in Utah, followed by another school shooting in Colorado. This followed by a shooting at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas, leaving one dead and two injured. And just yesterday, I got an alert on my phone that three suspects were charged in a shooting that injured a coach at a Texas youth baseball game. And when I read the article, the baseball team and the coach were praying at the time the coach was shot. I mean, come on. The hate, and especially the violence, needs to stop. It doesn't matter if it's political violence, a shooting at a school or a place of worship or a sporting event. It doesn't matter if it's racism or anti-Semitism. Killing innocent people is not acceptable, and it's certainly not something that should be celebrated. It's okay to have disagreements. In fact, differing views and differing ideas lead to better solutions. We are fortunate to live in a democracy. We live in the greatest country in the world, but it's time for us all to do a better job acting like it. Freedom of speech doesn't mean you can go kill someone if you disagree. And praising it is just as bad. In fact, it's sickening. Here's a good example of how divided our country is right now. After the tragic and horrific assassination of Melissa and Mark Hortman, the U.S. House of Representatives voted on a resolution to condemn political violence, including the assassination of Melissa Hortman, and it passed the United States House of Representatives with unanimous support, not one dissenting vote. But yet, when the U.S. House of Representatives voted on a very similar resolution to condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk and condemn political violence, it received a divided vote on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. Well, all I can say is it's time for us to reflect as a country. It's time for us all to do better. I'm a strong believer in the power of prayer. For others, it might be meditation or physical activity. And if you're not doing anything now, start with a minute or two of daily reflection. Whatever it is, take some time and ask yourself, how can we do better? And if we know someone who needs help, someone who might be a danger to themselves or others, let's get them the help that they need. There are so many resources out there that are available for people who need help. So if we know someone who needs help, let's get them the help that they need. The bottom line is this: it's time to unite as Americans for the betterment of our country. I believe in optimism. I believe there is much more positive to celebrate than negative to complain about. I believe we can all find ways to do better. Let's work together to make the greatest country in the world even better. Well, that's it for this quick tip episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and please give us a like, a follow, subscribe, and share with others, all of which will help grow the podcast. And most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out.